Those are black skillets. I've got four or five black skillets. And even the iron corn stick things and muffin rings out of this iron, you know, that we used to have.
Yeah. Is there, can you think of anything else like a skillet? Only maybe not made out of
what is to be called? It's got an iron lid. I have one of those. What is it?
Did it have little legs on it?
Yeah. What is it? I can't think. Maybe in 10 minutes I would think of that.
Some sort of oven or something, Dutch oven?
Yeah, that's it, Dutch oven. It's a Dutch oven. And now we have waterless cookers, and they always tell me I'm going to get my head blown off. I think it's three of those, you know, that got a jiggler on top of it. And they said, Belle, you're going to blow the ceiling out of the house. I like to use those because they cook your food so quick.
Yeah.
And I work, going to work, you know, and like that.
Okay, what about something big and black that you might have out in the backyard, you know?
Old wash pot. I've got one of those that when we went to keeping house with, it's turned bottom side up, I don't know, out down at the back. I don't know why. Mom would render lard in it and stuff like that.
Did what lard?
Render her lard when we'd kill. My daddy would always lay in maybe five or six big hogs.
Uh-huh.
And I'll even tell him now I didn't know anything, but a piece of ham or a piece of shoulder for breakfast and egg with it and biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
But laying in that many big hogs, why, Lord have mercy, we could have ham meat, and things like that every morning.
I never heard the word render lard.
Rendering lard. You put that in this wash pot and cook it till all those things brown, and then what's left are cracklings. And I've made a many a crackling bread. That's nothing better than shortening bread, some of them call it. Yeah. And Mama would grind those cracklings up, you know, just in the sausage meal, just like she did her sausage.
And what you'd have left then would be the lard? Yes. You'd have the cracklings and the lard?
That's right.
Let's see. Okay, okay. Suppose you want to make some tea. You might heat up the water in a tea.
Well, you maybe never have heard of sassafras tea. I've drank a many. That was the best of it. You never hear of it now, but that was chips of sassafras.
Yes.
And that was tea that my mother made. And law me, was that ever good.
Okay, I'm thinking about a name of, you mentioned a wash pot. Is there any other name for that?
I don't know. We
kettle.
Oh, wash kettle. Kettle.
Okay. Suppose you went out and cut some flowers. You might put them in a
vase.
Okay. Suppose you were growing the flowers inside the house. Would you call it a vase?
Well, more or less, I guess we would call that a plant, more or less, in the house.
Okay. Is a planter long?
Well, some of them, they're different
can it
shapes.
Be about this size? Or?
Well, some are larger, and now they have so many, as you know, pretty vases, more or less, that I've had so many pretty arrangements brought to me here. And the day after, after I got in the hospital, I can't remember, but they said the floor was lined around. Having worked, so many people knew me. There wasn't place that is sitting on the floor. One man came to see, he and his wife, says, Miss Bell, I've never seen as many flowers in my life. He says, and I got hurt on Saturday night. And Monday, I got 33 cards, they said, on the mail that day. I've had more people to be thoughtful of me, honey. I just can never be grateful enough. Oh, I can never. I'd rather have friends as all the money in the world.
Yeah. Okay.